This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
It's that time of year again. My schedule is packed with bracket-busting, three-point shooting, nonstop basketball action. I don't want to miss a second of it, and I find myself staying up late to catch all the action. I can't be dragging the next morning. That's why I go for a 5-hour energy shot. They're perfect for my days packed with back-to-back games or when my favorite team is playing late. With over 15 flavors to choose from, like watermelon, tropical burst, blue raspberry, peach mango, and more, there's a flavor for everyone. On their website, you have the option to build your own 12-pack or 24-pack and have it delivered right to your door. And if you're out and about, you can always pick up a 5-hour energy shot at your local grocery or convenience store. They're everywhere. 5-hour energy keeps me going during the broadcast and the next morning when I need to get myself up and to work. Visit 5hourenergy.com for great deals and to stock up before the next tip-off.
Hey, it's Gemma Spegg, host of the Open Mind Original podcast, Mantra. Every Monday, I'll bring you a new mantra, a simple yet powerful phrase to help you clear your mind and stay grounded amidst the chaos. I'll also share some personal stories, journal prompts, and a weekly challenge to bring each mantra to life. Follow and listen to Mantra, an Odyssey podcast in partnership with Open Mind Studios, available now on the free Odyssey app and wherever you get your podcasts.
So Mike Gunnar Stockton apparently is leading the way at spring ball. Kirby said, quote, he understands what we're trying to do. He's been through it. I mean, I think about if we had all Gunners.
team of Gunners.
At every position, they'd understand the volume of reps, what we're trying to do. He knows the offense inside and out. Then I get frustrated and impatient, Kirby Smart said, when other guys don't know it like he knows it. And he goes on to say that basically, Mike, Gunnar Stockton right now is ahead of the game. Okay, that's good news. We were talking about whether he was going to have a fair this was going to be at least a competition with right. Ryan Puglisi. Obviously, it's not going to be. He is far ahead of whatever
Puglisi
is.
If there were two quarterbacks in that room and one had one throw and one had another, the guy with one throw is starting. Kirby always defers to the best. Now, look, he's not locked into it because, as we know, JT Daniels never got his position on the field back when Stetson Bennett took over after an injury in the Clemson game. So it's not like he's locked in, but there is a trend and a tendency. Look, I like what I saw from Gunnar Stockton. Certainly, you did not do a good job of protecting him. You put him in a really difficult position going for it in less than a minute, which created that turnover. You know, you could have made three or four decisions that really cost you that game against Notre Dame. I don't put that on the shoulders of Gunnar Stockton.
I don't either.
But I haven't been – but you can't
That's
tell
coaching.
Me. But I don't know definitively that Gunnar Stockton can be the man either yet.
So Kirby's basically talking about how young this team is. And look, this is good and bad for Dog fans to take it, you know, one way or the other. His remarks about it being a young team have become consistent this spring. He's talked about them not being able to take criticism, coaching them hard. Here he's talking about there are guys who just don't understand what we're trying to do. Mike, part of this is he can mold this group however he wants. The last few years, he's had guys that have been in it long enough, the 2 and 3 year and guys, some of those guys have been there 4 years.
Right.
They knew what the expectation was. Kirby didn't have to coach as hard because somebody was going to get on the other guy's butt. Now he's telling you, I got a young group, talented, but we're young. I can mold them, and all this stuff is all mind games. This everything he's saying right now about these guys, they don't want to take criticism. They don't understand what we're trying to do. They're not working hard enough. I wish we had 15 of these kind of guys.
Yeah.
It makes everybody feel some kind of way, and hopefully these guys respond.
Well, but that's the thing, and it's funny because we get comments from Georgia fans, you know, all the way out to Athens, big antenna here on 92.9 The Game. But guys are like, man, can you really crack the whip or throw that kind of message out there knowing that guys – it's not like you're mentally,
I'm gonna leave.
Yeah, it's not like you're mentally soft.
Yes, you are.
Well, a little bit.
Yes, you are.
But you're just going to jet. You're going to take your ball, and you're going to go to another team. So the question I've had is, you know, you went undefeated, the perfect season in 2022, and now it'll be the third year since then. And the margin for error has been closed. It's so tight now. You don't have the depth. You had two guys get started on defense and offensive line 3 years ago. You don't have that now.
No, you don't.
As a matter of fact, last year, that's what I'm worried about, this offensive line. You have an offensive line that wasn't very good. They all went to the pros, and the guys that are coming up now this year weren't good enough to replace those guys who got their butts whipped by Notre Dame. So, and at times, other SEC schools like Ole Miss on the road in Oxford. So I just think you really better nail. That's why when I get on the case about Bobo and the offensive line coach and Stacey Searles, you better get it right, because everybody is on your level now. The elite top 15 to 20 teams are on your level.
Let's hear Big O back at the studio, Gunnar Stockton, talking about his relationship with Ryan Puglisi. And then we're going to let you hear what he said. Mike Gundy said, by the way, as we talk about spring football, everybody seems like, Mike, they're trying to reinvent the spring game. And Mike Gundy, who ironically is still at Oklahoma State, was talking about a potential spring game versus OU because they don't play them anymore, right? They're not in the same conference. So you're trying to create ways to create some interest but not get your guys hurt. But before we get to that, here's Gunnar Stockton on his relationship with his competition, Ryan Puglisi.
Ryan's a great guy. Heck, he's a good friend. And that's the thing about Georgia. I mean, there's going to be good competition everywhere. So and I wouldn't want it any other way. So, no, Ryan's a great guy, and he's a great player.
I mean, I listen, to me, you know what that sounds like? What do you want me to say? It's my job, and he's not taking it. Gunnar Stockton, you hear it in his voice. Just, Mike, one of these kids, just, hey, you feel it. He's going to work hard.
You don't monkey around. He's here for business, man.
He's a nice guy. I mean, we're here to work. That's what I get from Gunnar Stockton.
Yeah, and I'm going to kick his butt.
That's right.
Yeah, I respect him, but I'm here to win. I'm not here to make friends. I'm here to win this job as a QB.
He's a nice guy.
Yeah. And that's cool. And we like Puglisi. And you know, Kirby has got a gut. Like, my biggest concern with this team is in the trenches.
Yeah.
I think you certainly upgraded it at the wideout position through the transfer portal. You feel better about that. You got some good running backs, provided they hold on to the football. But, man, to me, you're going to win and win or lose with Georgia this year in the trenches.
Here is Mike Gundy. Listen.
I'm a man. I'm still here, despite all the irresponsible things I say.
Well, his team wasn't good either last year. I thought he was going to get got. But here's the thing. How do you reinvent the spring game if it still matters to you without annihilating your fans and still getting the work in you need? We know there are teams around the country who are saying, we're not doing it. Kirby even said, hey, our game's not going to be on TV this year. Here's Gundy talking about a potential spring game against OU. Mike, could you see Georgia playing, Auburn in their spring game?
If they didn't have on the schedule, I'd watch that. But no.
You're not doing that.
No.
Here's the deal. Here's Mike Gundy with his comments.
Honestly, that's something that we've talked about. I think it's a great idea. I have kind of forgot about it until it got brought up. I mean, honestly, for us, we should do a home and home with OU in the spring. Charge $25 a head. They can use it for NIL. We'll use it for NIL. Nobody really has live scrimmages anymore, so you make it a full thud like we're doing and practice against them just like they do in the NFL. We're moving towards the NFL. Why not do that? So I think it would be a great idea.
I love it.
I do too.
I mean, hell, if you couldn't find anybody in of that caliber team, you could bring Georgia Southern in the old Irk Russell tradition and let Georgia Southern play Georgia something.
That's not on your schedule.
Right, it's something the fans and as a tie-in locally, the people would want to go see it. I think that'd be kind of fun.
I do too. And Mike Gundy's on to something here because you're always trying to raise more money for NIL. And I'm going to tell you something. The stadium would be full because of the rivalry that they've had.
Like I said, I'm just using Georgia State, but Southern as an example. You know, that'd be kind of neat. I think you get 70,000 people to show up for that. Meanwhile, with Georgia, we talked about the football. Something about NIL and the transfer portal. It's much more acute in the basketball side of things. On3 Sports first had that Silas Demery apparently entering the transfer portal. So arguably the best dog is gone. Won't be back. Now, the initial expectations were Asa Newell was going to go pro, even though he wasn't considered to be top 15 by some estimations.
Okay.
But Asa Newell was going to leave, and now you find out that Silas Demery's out. So Mike White's right back to square one with whatever he's got left, bringing in Dominique's son, who we understand is good, but it's not like we're not talking about Ant-Man here.